Blog Talk Radio.
Shavuot Tov, a good strong Shavuot, Chaverim. First day, fulfilling the Shabbat day. The seventh day brings us here to the first day. We let off on the sixth Aliyah. We got the seventh here for this Shabbat, Teruma, Sabbath, contribution, up offering. Very interesting to get into etymology, the Hebrew etymology of Teruma. What kind of contribution, of donation? We like to call an up offering. That's getting into some of the details of the Hebrew there. Right here, first day.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that
and a pure heart.
And your
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity.
Up Lord, born to be praised.
He has received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him from Most High God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I said, who?
Emperor Haile Eyes, the last day
I am. Glory.
Just one
right.
Of glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is the King of Glory? He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
He is the King of Glory.
Yeah.
by your angle.
On your knees and pray. Such a difficult time.
walking back, no turning back. I know I gotta be stronger.
Peter, done losing. Yeah, man.
He don't know the right and do it the wrong, shall be spunk with minutes tried. When the Eden have come, just children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
and they will never be friends.
Fire,
you know why? You know why? Yes. Them of the heart of a pagan, the children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan, righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them of the heart of demons, the children of the heart of a lion, I know.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Yerushalayim.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, 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 hear, hear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Teruma, Sabbath, free will gift, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 27, here at verse 9, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up here, the seventh reading for this Shabbat Teruma. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 15th item, the court,
is the court, is the court, is the court, is the court, is the court.
With Asita, Eita Chatzar, Ha Mishkana, Lifata, Negeva, Heyamana, Ke Elaima Le Chatzir, Sheisha Mashzor, Sheish Mashzor, Meata, Ba Amma, Oreka La Pea, Ha Echat. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side southward there shall be hangings for the court, fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for one side. Ve'asita eita chatzar ha-mishkan, and thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle. Ve'asita eita chatzar, eit chatzar, the chatzar, the court. Ve'asita eita chatzar ha-mishkan. Lifa'ata negeva te'emanna
Ha'ilayim le'chatzir sheisha ma'shezor me'a ba'amma orek la'pe'a ha'echat. For the south side southward. Lifa'ata negeva te'amana. There shall be hangings for the court lechatzir, for the chatzir, the chatzir lechatzir, for the court of fine twine linen. Sheisha mashzor mea ba'amma orek, 100 cubits long for one side. La Pea ha echat, and the 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And likewise for the north side in length, there shall be hangings of 100 long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets, brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be hangings 15, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 16th item, the hanging for the gate, the hanging for the gate of the court. Verse 16. Ula sha'ar he'chatzir ma'sak esarim amma tekeleta ve'argamana ve Tolata shani we sheisha mashzar ma'iseya rokeim amudehem araba'a we ada nehem araba'a. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen wrought with needlework. Their pillars 4 and their sockets 4. U le sha'ar, and for the gate, u le sha'ar he chatzir masak, and for the gate of the court shall be a screen. Esrim amma, 20 cubits, esrim amma. Tikelet, blue, we argaman, and purple, we tolata shani, and scarlet red, we tolata shani, we sheisha mashzar, and fine twine linen, we sheisha mashzar, the work of the weaver. In color. Ma'isei rokeim. Ma'isei rokeim. The walk of the weaver in colors. Their pillars 4. Amudehem. Amudehem arba'a. And their sockets 4. We adanehem arba'a. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the maftir for this Shabbat teruma, Sabbath free will gift, Sabbath teruma, Sabbath contribution, Sabbath free will offering. Hear, verse 17, chaburim for the maftir for this Shabbat teruma. Kol amudei he chatzira saviva. Mechushakima kasef, wa wehema kasef, we adanehema nechoshet. All the pillars round about the court shall be filleted, filleted with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets brass. Kol amudei ha-chatzira saviva mechushakima kasefa wa-wehema kasefa we-adnehema nechoshet. And the, all the pillars of the court, all the pillars, kol amudei, all the pillars of he-chatzir, of the chatzir, he-chatzir of the court. Kol amudei ha-chatzir saviv mechushakim, round about shall be filleted kesef, mechushakim kesef, filleted with silver, ve'yahem kesef, their hooks of silver, ve'adanehem nechoshet, and the sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twine linen, and their sockets brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle, and all the service thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court, brass. Lekola kaleya ha mishkana. De kola e bo adato. E bo dato we kola ye te dotayo we kol yitarot he chatzir nechoshet. All the instruments of the tabernacle, lekol kalei hamishkan, lekol, for all kalei, the instruments, hamishkan, of the mishkan, of the tabernacle, lekol kalei hamishkan, evodato, 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 in all the service thereof, bekol, in all evodatao, evodato, evodato, all the evoda, evodato, bekol, evodato, we call ye tedotayo, and all the pins thereof, we call tadot, and all the pins, hechatzir, of the court, of the court, nechoshet, nechoshet, brass, 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 brass. And here, fulfilling the Torah aliyot for this Shabbat, Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution, Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath free will gift. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur dimsu, kubur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kubur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be to thy Father, glory be to thy King, kubur l'k'adamawi, chayla selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, b'shem Yeshu, ha-moshiach.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no pain Torah.
Shana. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Shalimali, 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 shalimali. Shalimali, 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 shalimali. Shalimali, 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 shalimali. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Arise, Brahma, Jehovah has come forward into Babylon. Yeah, to declare equal rights and justice among the heathen. Yes, the weak outlaws fall, only the righteous shall stand in this congregation of the Holy One. Anything just say, I will always do. Anything just say, I will always do, because I love him. Oh, because I love him. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord, God Rastafari. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord, God Rastafari. Oh, 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 as I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. As I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord, God Rastafari. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life in the house of the Lord, God Rastafari. Shalimali, 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 shalimali. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Oh no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Yeah. All right. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
And here for Shabbat Terumah, here we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, right here coming forward.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
The Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the word.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher Batorah Ubmoshe Abdo Ubisrael Ammo Ubnebiei Haemet Watzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book, 1 Kings, chapter 5, verse 13 to chapter 6, verse 13. And King Solomon, Ruth Solomon, raised a levy out of all Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by course. A month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home. And Adoniram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bear burdens, and 40,000 hewers in the mountains, beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, coffee stones, and huge stones, to lay the foundation of the house, the bait. And Solomon's builders and Haran's builders did hew them in the stone squares, so they prepared timber and stones to build the house, the bait. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. In the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh Buruku, the length thereof was 80 cubits, the breadth therefore 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house. And 10 cubits was the breadth thereof, before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about. Against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle. And he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad. And the third was 7 cubits broad, for without in the wall of the house he made narrow rest round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house. They went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house, and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake to David thy father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, and I will not forsake my people, Israel. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power.
You know we are Israelites.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
And here the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of a new covenant, the Brit HaChadash scripture. Here's the blessing. Shema Yisrael.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Ata Adonai. Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop? Children of the Ethiop, are ye not as children?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 19. Teruma. Contributions, offerings. From 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 through 15, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 through 37. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit. Amnam, Ein Torek Li She'ektob Aleikem, Al Debar HaSherut Le'ezrach HaKdoshim, Ki Yedaiti Et Nidibatkem Asher Aleha. Ani mit halel bakem lifne anshe Makedonia lemur akaya mzumenet mishana sheabara wekinatkem heira et ruach harabim. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind. For that I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that, as I said, ye may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me, and find you unprepared, we say not ye, should be ashamed in the same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before to you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready, as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. The encouragement, Elohim loveth a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. But this, I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food,
and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all men, and by their prayer for you that longeth after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed Hey. Od Shemaitem Ki Ne'amar LaRishonim Lo Tishba LaShakr Veshalem LaYahwa Shavuoteka Wa Ani Omer LaKem Lo Tishbau Ko Shabua Lo B'Shamayim Ki Kisei Elohim Hema Lo Ba'aretz Ki hadom raglayu hi velo beYerushalayim ki hi kiryat melek rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahweh thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, by thy ras, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Katamawi, Chaile Selase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
The world and all.
shana be al harot yichon neha niya le beha nehar ya hey neki kapayim uvar levav neki kapayim uvar levav. You have clean hands and a pure heart. Hey, you have clean hands and a pure heart.
Who can ascend to his holy mountain? Who can stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart.
Founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Selah, Selah, Selah.
מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב, סלה. שאו שערים רעשיכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומואה, בבל ויושב בה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מי זה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מיהו זה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's get some Q&As. There's a lot going on right here. But first, a definition of teruma, the offering or contribution. Or some might interpret as a free will gift. Right? What
Shalom, Chaberim. Shalom, fellow associates and disciples. Here, here, here. Here, here, here. Here, here, here. Shalom, Chaberim. Shalom, fellow associates and disciples. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Gevil Yisrael. Shemuli. Hear me right here. For this Torah portion, this sabbatical strong. We have this weekly Torah portions, reading and feeding. The manna, the angel's bread right here for Parshat Terumah. The Torah portion for Shabbat Terumah. Sabbath offering, Shabbat Terumah. Sabbath contribution. So here we pick up with Exodus chapter 25. First verse to chapter 27, the 19th verse for the Torah portion, reading and feeding. For the Haftarah, for the prophet's reading, we have 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 26 to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 13. Now, here is a Tanakh versification from the Tanakh. The Tanakh is an abbreviation for the Torah, the T in Tanakh. The Nun or the Nun, the N, is for the Navim, the Nabim, the Nabiyayim, the prophets, and the Nabim reading. And the KH is for the Ketubim or the Ketubim reading. So Tanakh is for the Torah, five books of Moshe. The Navim, the N in Tanakh, is for the Navim, the prophets, and the Ketubim is for the writings. The Ketev, the Katav, Ketev, Ketubim, for the writings. So in the Haftarah, right, the Haftarah is the prophet's reading. So in the prophet's reading for this Shabbat Terumah, for Parashat Terumah, the Parasha, the Sabbath offering. So KJV has the word offering. Now, teruma is actually a contribution. Get into those details. So what is a teruma? What is a teruma? Terumati. He says, take an offering, right? An offering, right? A contribution, terumati, my offering, my contribution. So we have the Torah portion, beginning, picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus, from the Sefer Shemot, from Exodus chapter 25, verse 1, to Exodus chapter 27, verse 19. In the Haftarah, in the prophet's reading, we have 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 26 to chapter 6, verse 13, and that's for the Tanakh versification, according to the Tanakh ordering of the verses. And in the Brit Chadash, in the prophet's, right, in the prophet's reading, Haftarah, then we come to the New Testament, the Brit, the covenant Chadash, Chadash, the new Chadash, renewed, Chadash, Hadith, Chadash, new, or renewed. So in the renewed covenant, Brit Chadash, we have Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 to 37, and 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 15. Kabarim. So here, for the disciples, for the scribes instructed, right? Here's a key right here from the scripts. Every scribe that is instructed into the kingdom, every scribe that is instructed to the kingdom. Let's bring this up right here. Every scribe that is instructed, the instruction, right? Instruction. Because a soul without instruction headed for self-destruction. So here we get the instructions, the structure, and the building here. Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. Then said he to them, therefore every scribe who is instructed to the kingdom of heaven is like to a man that is an householder, who bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old, who bringing forth out of his treasure. There's a treasure, there's wealth here, right, to be mined, right, for the hearts and the mind. This is the manna. So here for this sabbatical, this Shabbat strong, the manna, here in the Shabuah, we have Shabbat Terumah. Sabbath Terumah, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution. Hear, Shema Yisrael Gevir. Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 to chapter 27, verse 19. Haftarah, prophet's reading, 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 26 to chapter 6, verse 13. And in the Brit Chadasha, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 15. So now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 15, and Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37. We often like to just go in the order, so the Matthew reading for the Brit Chadasha should precede the 2 Corinthians, just to keep it in good order. So hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Here for this Torah portion, this reading and feeding, this sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat strong, Terumah, offering, Terumah, contribution. So here, let's just pick up right here as we got ears on. Here we have the Sefer Shemot, Terumah, the Kaf, Hey. Here for Exodus chapter 25, XXV, corresponding Hebraically to the Kaf, Hey, Kaf, Hey. Here we have the Yod Tate, the 19th Rastafari sabbatical study. For this Shabbat strong, Terumah here, we have the 19th, right? With the 19th sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat strong, we have Terumah. According to the Royal Amharic, it corresponds to two words within the same verse. One we have as Sitota. Here in the Negus Neges Targum, in the King of Kings translation, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have the Royal Amharic Sitota. Right, from we have the setah, to give, sitota, a gift. Then we have Meba in the same verse, corresponding to Terumati, my offering, my contribution. So here, Chaf Hey, chapter 25, Hebrew first words, Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe Leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, to Moshe, Leimor, saying, Daver il Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael. Daver il Bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons, the children of Yisrael. V'yikohuli, that they take for me. V'yikohuli, that they take for me. Terumah, that they take for me, that they take for I, an offering. Yikahu li terumah, that they take for I, a terumah, an offering. May eight, call ish of every man of all men may eight call ish, call all ish, from all ish, of every man of all men, asher yidveinu libo, whose heart maketh him willing, asher yidveinu libo, who yidveinu, who willing ones, willingly, libo, his heart, asher yidveinu libo, tikohu et terumati, tikohu, take et terumati, et terumati, take my offering, take my teruma, take my contribution. So here, Shema Yisrael, here, give here, basic overview, right? The basic overview for this 19th sabbatical study, this Torah portion reading and feeding, teruma. Tell the sons, speak to the sons, daber, il b'nei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Yisrael. V'yikuchu li, v'yikuchu, and they take, that they take, v'yikuchu, that they take, li, for me, teruma, a contribution, an offering. The word translated as contribution is teruma. The word translated as offering in the KJV, teruma. This is the name of this 19th sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, Teruma. It's a word, some say, that doesn't really have an exact or real English equivalent. In HaTorah, in John's direction instruction, Teruma, it refers to a certain type of offering. Thus, in the Negus Neges Turgum, in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi, Haile Selassie, Revelation 5:5, here we have Negus Neges Turgum. So we have the word Sitota, which is one of the aspects of a teruma, Sitota, a gift. Then we also have Mebba. It's a certain type of a offering, an offering that is livicated, right? That is I voted and livicated to HaHekal, to the temple, to the Bait Mikdash, to the holy place. And thus, in this context here, to HaMishkan, to the tabernacle or the sanctuary. It's like a tithe. Or also it can be like a first fruits offering. In Exodus chapter 25, the contribution, the offering, the teruma, is for the building of a mishkan, of HaMishkan, of Jah's holy place, of his dwelling place. This Torah reading is occupied with the instructions, the detailed instructions for the construction of HaMishkan, the construction of the tabernacle, the construction of the dwelling place, the sanctuary, and its respective furnishings. Its furnishings. Here. Shema Yisrael. Why daveri Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke. Why daveri Yehovah. Jehovah spoke. This section was addressed to Moshe while he was on the summit, the Rosh, it says the mountain Hahar's Rosh. The Rosh is the Ras, or the head, the top, the summit of the mountain. Directions were given for the construction. So we have the instruction for the construction of a sanctuary in which they say the Shekinah, Shakanyahu, the Shakanyahu, the dwelling of he who be, who he be, the Shakanyahu. Shekinah, right? The Shekinah. Some say Shekinah. We touched on the nuance. The Shekinah is like she dwelling, but he's speaking of he dwelling. So we call it the Shekinah. The Shekinah for Jah's dwelling, right? And his glory to be manifest, so that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, could speak. So that he could speak, right? So that he could speak with Moshe, and there, Sham. And there would be no further need for him to ascend to Aliyah, Hahar, Har Sinai, for him to ascend Mount Sinai. Why daveri Yehovah il Moshe leimor, daver il b'nei Yisrael, v'yikuchu li teruma, for me, li. So we have v'yikuchu li, some of the Yehudi would say v'yikuchu li, right, Eastern European enunciation, but here the Afro-Shemitic Hebrew, w'yikhu li, that they take for me, li, Some say it's not for Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's use. However, it's for the Kavod, Ha-Kavod, for the glory of Shemo, of the Hashem, for the glory of his name. Wiyikuhu li, that they take for me, li, for me, teruma, teruma, that they take for me a teruma. This denotes something that is set apart as a free will, gift. So thus, in the Negus Neges Targum, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus, we have the Royal Amharic, the Targum, or the Targum, of Sitota, as well as Meba. Because in the first part of verse 2 of Exodus chapter 25, we have Teruma, Wiyikohu li Teruma. Then we have Tikohu et Terumati, Terumati. So we have Terumati, that my offering, the translation, my offering, my contribution. This corresponds, according to the Negus Neges Targum, the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, Book of the Seven Seals, with Meba, the Meba. So we have the idea of the Meba, and we also have the Sitota, right? But here, from the low degrees, the groundation, Hebraically here, Masoretically, we have a Teruma, something set apart as a free will gift, a free will Sitota. There are three types of Teruma. What are the three types of Teruma? There are three types of Teruma that are mentioned in HaTorah. So there's three types of, we could say, an offering in the sense of a free will gift. So the free will gift is really perhaps the best English equivalency that really brings out, especially for the purpose of this Torah portion reading and feeding the sense and the idea to the, we could say, the English hearer, the English reader, right? Just to get a basic groundation of what is a teruma. A teruma is a free will gift. And in HaTorah, there are three types of terumas. Right, there's the capitation charge, the capitation cap, like the head tax, we say, charge of a half shekel from that, the sockets of HaMishkan, of the sanctuary, the Mishkan, the dwelling place, were made. We have this in Exodus chapter 38, XXXVIII, 26. So 38 and 26, we have the capitation or the head tax. Some would call it the head tax or even the skull tax, the head tax charge, which was half a shekel, half of the shekel. Right? So here we also get the economy, right? The economy and the value, right, of currency as well. As you say, HaTorah, right, speaks to the nine, or so we say there's 10, but roughly, you know, according to Nellie Fuller, you know, Jr. and also Dr. Francis West Krausing, Francis Kress Welsing, right? So nah, right. According to those points of view, we have the nine areas of people activity. And it's interesting because in HaTorah, John's direction and instruction for the ones who are now found, we have all of these areas of people activity. And we say plus, right, plus 9 to 10 areas of people activity being addressed. Now, this right here, speaking of the Teruma, speaking of a free will gift translated in the KJV, King James Version, as offering. And there's other types of offering. And to avoid confusion, we here zoom in on a Teruma and clarify that a teruma is a free will gift, a free will sitota, a free will meba. Now, there are three types of terumas mentioned in HaTorah, in John's direction, instruction, the teaching, and the glory of his divine majesty. The first is the capitation, the head tax of the rosh, or we say of the skull tax, right? The head tax charge of half a shekel of the sons of Yisrael. And from that, the sockets of the tabernacle, the silver, so also looking at the commodities, the divine commodities, and how these metals, these precious metals, also gives us an inner standing of the application, both to the holy, right, and vis-a-vis, right, even to the secular, seeing that this is a gift, a free will gift, that ones are being asked to willingly give. This is a free will, emphasis on the free will gift, teruma. So the first one is the capitation charge of a half shekel, and from that, the silver, the sockets of HaMishkan were made. We have that in Exodus chapter 38, verse 26. Now, there's a similar charge for the purchase of the communal offerings. There's also a similar charge, right? A similar charge, and that is specifically for the purchase of the communal offering, for the community offering. We have a teruma, a free will gift. And then we have the offering that is specified here. So there's three types of teruma, three types of what is called here in the KJV, Exodus 25, verse 2, an offering. But it's a specific type of offering that should be really called a free will gift, a free will contribution, a free will gift, a free will contribution. We have the one that is being specified here in this Torah portion here for Shabbat Terum, picking up with the second book of Moses, Moshe, Exodus chapter 25. Here we are zooming in on verse 2. Now, the qualification of this free will to even emphasize the free will character of this specific gift, this sitota, this meba, right? It says, whose heart maketh him willing. Whose what? Whose heart maketh him willing. So we have this here in verse 2. It says, ויקחו לי תרום מאת כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבו. That they take for me, that they take for I, ויקחו לי, ויקחו, that they take, ויקחו, that they take, לי, for me, for I, תרום. And offering a free will gift, a free will contribution, מאת כל איש. Of all ish, of all ish, shouldn't say of all Adam, but of all ish. To see how the ish is also used in a even a higher sense, a next sense of building up. So we have the building here, right? The donations, the offering, the free will offerings for the building of HaMishkan, but also to whom it's directed. May eight call ish of every of all ish call ish. Asher yidveinu libo, whose heart Asher, one whose Yidaveinu, they which are willing, his willing, the willingness, right, the willingness, Yidaveinu libo, Yidaveinu libo, whose hearts are willing, willing hearts. No compulsory levy. There's no compulsory levy that was to be made. It's not compulsory like one must or have to. However, it's voluntary. It's a voluntary teruma. Voluntary free will gifts, free will contributions, which are being requested. The people, Ha'am, to Jah people, and the people even in the wilderness here at Sinai, to their credit, the people did not wait for the collection, it is said, to be announced, but brought more than enough. We have this in Exodus chapter 36, verse 5. And all that remained was for the princes and Nasim, and those like Rashim, those heads of Nasim, for the princes to contribute, right? To contribute was the precious stones and the oil. And we have this in Exodus chapter 35, verse 27. Chapter 35, verse 27. Now it's interesting with the princes, their contribution, and even the Hanukkah. When we get to the root of the Hanukkah, Hanukkah Habayit, the Hanukkah of the house, the Hanukkah for that livication. Some say it's a dedication, a livication for the relivication of the house. So we get that connection with the Hanukkah and the princes or the Nasim, Hebraically the Nasim, or also the Rashim, the heads, the princes, to contribute the precious stones and the oil. So the people here in the Midbar, in the wilderness here, before and in the presence of Har Sinai, they did not wait for the collection to be announced, but they had brought more than enough. So this is here to the credit, right, of Jah people, especially, we say, fresh upon the Exodus, Mitzrayim, fresh out of Egypt, out of bondage, that willingness. It's like that willingness, right, when I and I, right, come out of the world flesh in the satanic seclorum into, right, the kingdom, right, into the kingdom of the Shemaim, into the kingdom of Elohim. It's that willingness. You know, when you're freed up, right? Jailbreak, the prisoners escape. You're freed up, you know, that freeness, right? There's much more of that willingness, right? And this is all in context with what has just happened, you know, here for continuity purposes. We're at this Torah portion, but in continuing, this 19th is continued from the 18th, and the 18th from the 17th, and the 17th from the 16th, and 16th from the 15th, and we have the Exodus. So here, Shema Yisrael, because as we move forward right here, result, ha-teruma, and this is the offering, result, ha-teruma, and this is the offering, asher tikhu, May itam. This is the free will gift, the free will contribution that you all, tikahu, that they all, may itam, that will be taken, right? This is the contribution. Now we get the list of the items. And hey, as we just scroll forward to verse 8, this is the purpose. With Asu li, that they make right, that make them make for me, we're also, that they make for me, that they make for Lee, we're also Lee, Mikdash, that they make for I a Mikdash. So Mikdash here, we have this as the sanctuary, the holy place. Mikdash. So it's about the Bait Mikdash or the holy house. We also are speaking of HaHekal, right? In the, we said the latter sense, but here we're speaking about the sanctuary that is the Mishkan, HaMishkan. But here in verse 8 of Exodus chapter 25, it reads, We'asu li Mikdash, we'shakanti bitokam, that I may dwell. We'shakan. Now the root there, shakan, right? Shakan, we say that Shakanyahu is the Shakan of Jehovah, right? The dwelling of He who be Yahweh. With Shakanti Bitokam, that I with and Shakanti, that I may dwell, that I may abide, dwell, that I may Shakan with Shakanti Bitokam, with Shakanti Bitokam, that I may dwell. So it's a place of holiness, a place of set apartness, a Mikdash. The Mikdash. Mikdash, the Hebraic sense of what we have in the Royal Amharic and Ethiopically as the Mekdes. So we have the Mekdes here, pointing to the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew as the Mikdash. Mikdash. A place of islandness, a place of set apartness. What is a Mikdash? Mikdash is a place of holiness, a place of set apartness, a place set apart. It is so named as the abode, right, as the abode or the Mishkan, the dwelling place of HaKadosh, of the Holy One, the set-apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. It's a place of appointment, the Moed Yahweh, the appointments, right, or the set-apart, the feast, the appointments, or the meeting place where HaElohim, the true good, the true God, is ever in readiness to reveal. Here's where He will reveal Himself to Yisrael, to Israel, to Yashar El, to the upright of El, to Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, and to speak with them. We have this in Exodus chapter 29 and 43, that communion with them. Exodus 29. Right, we have 29, Exodus 29, verse 43. Just looking ahead right here, 29:43. Just so we can get this full idea. What's the full idea? 43, here we go right here, 43, it says, with no oddity, shamma. Livne Yisrael, with Mikdash, be Kavodi, and there I will meet with the Bnei Yisrael, with Noaditi Shamma, and meeting with them Shamma there, with Noaditi Shamma, Livne Yisrael, with the Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, and I shall be sanctified by my glory. Now, here we have this right here with the Chumash translation, to meet with the Bnei Yisrael, to give them an audience. There, Shamma, where no Aditi Shamma. And there I will meet with them, give them an audience like a Melech, even the goose and the guest, like a king, who designates a place. There's a place, there's a spot, designated where he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, speaks with Amo, speaks with His people, will speak with Jah people. With Mikdash, be Kovodi, with Mikdash, right, and shall be set apart, right, by my glory, shall be sanctified by my glory, that will be manifest above, right, the ark cover, kaporet, right, the ark cover, right? So here we get the connection even furthermore in chapter, we have this here in chapter 29, right, and that's the you know, Tetzaveh, that's actually coming up in the 20th. So both in reflecting on where we have been, right, to get a fuller idea as it is builded up, you know, as we chew, right, as we chew the sabbatical manna, the manna, manahu, what is it? What is it? Wishakanti bitokam, wishakanti, that I may dwell, bitokam, among them, among Israel, and accept their prayers, right, accept their worship. So here, for just a couple of first words here, foundation and build, right? There's so much more to build on here, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, but it's good to get a first context, right? The portion commentary inside the ark, right? Looking forward to the thought for the Shabuah, right? What is the iditation for the Shabuah? The midot u'mitzvot, the character and deeds, the heart of the Talmid, or the heart of the disciple, the heart of the scribe, according to the words of HaMoshiach, Matthew chapter 13, verse 52, then said he to them, therefore every scribe who is instructed to the kingdom of Shemaim of the heavens is like to a man that is an householder who bringeth forth out of his treasures things new, and oh. So here, and building on the Rhema right here, and also the previous teachings on this Torah portion, reading and feeding here for the 19th sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong for Shabbat Terumah, for Sabbath offering, for Sabbath free will offering, free will gift, free will contribution for this Senbet Sitota, Senbet Mebba, 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 Senbet
Mebba. Chapter 12. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, so all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their hearts, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength, in the Lord of hosts their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. The land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Yes, here, some basic questions here for this 19th sabbatical study for Shabbat, Teruma, Sabbath contribution, Sabbath donations. So here, we pick up with Exodus chapter 25, beginning off of verse 1 to chapter 27, verse 17. Here for this 19th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Shalom. Some basic questions here. Let's bring out some of these basic questions. Chabarim. Some basic questions here. We're going to be referring to the H4C, but also correcting, explaining, you know, highlighting and deepening certain areas right here as we go through a basic go-through right here. Some of the basic questions. So we pick up right here. Basic questions here for this 19th sabbatical study, known as, from the Hebrew, known as Teruma. But now when we look into the KJV, as we use the King James Version as a basic, kind of a first point of reference, right, this is also brought out as offering. Right, and Yahuwah spake to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, that they bring me an offering. Right, a teruma, right, a teruma, an offering of every man. But what kind of offering? Contribution, an up offering, a donation. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Right, or another way of bringing it out, from every mind, right, whose heart moves him. So though we're speaking here to the mandem, we also want to note even in advance that many of the women also gave. But here it says, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, sons of Israel, the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering, a teruma, of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye y'all shall take terumati, my teruma. So the basic questions right here, Q4C. Question number one, what was the first thing that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, said to Moshe when he ascended, when he allied up Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for 40 days and 40 nights? What's one of the first thing that Yahuwah Eloheinu said to Moshe when Moses allied up, when he ascended, right? To give teruma, to give a donation, right? To give an offering. What kind of offering? An up offering, teruma. Get into some more of the details of what is in the word teruma, Hebraically speaking. But the first thing that Ha'Elohim said to Moshe when he ascended Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for 40 days and 40 nights was to give teruma. Give contribution, an offering, donation for the building and the construction of the portable sanctuary, the mobile Mishkan, the portable mobile sanctuary called the Tabernacle. So we have this here in Exodus chapter 25, verse 1. First question, Chabarim. First thing that Ha'Elohim said to Moshe when he ascended Har Sinai for 40 days and nights was to give teruma, give a contribution, an up offering, a donation for the building of the portable sanctuary, the mobile Mishkan called the Tabernacle. Question two right here. Whom did Elohim suggest should make an offering? Whom did Ha'Elohim suggests should make an offering? Hear. From every man whose heart was moved, right? Bringing out the Hebrew sense. KJV has it as, of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. The Hebrew sense brings out the sense into the English translation, making sense out of the sense, from every man whose heart was moved, was made willing. This is whom Yahweh Eloheinu suggested should make an offering, make a teruma. Question three right here. Can you name some of the items to be offered? right? Can you name, can I and I name some of the items? What items were to be offered? Gold, silver, bronze, blue, and purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen and goat's hair, ram and goat's hides, acacia wood, the shittim wood, the acacia wood, oil for the lamps, for the lights, spices, herbs and spices for anointing oil and incense and aishants, precious gems, etc., etc. It's naming a few, naming some of the items that were to be offered by every man whose heart was moved, who gave of a willing heart, giving a teruma, the gold, silver, bronze, blue and purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen and goat's hair, rams and goat's hides, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, the lights, spices and herbs for anointing oil and incense and aishants, precious gems and so forth and so on. Question four, right here. Why did Ha-Elohim, right? Why did Ha-El, the Almighty, ask? Why did he ask? You say, well, if everything is his, why does he ask for these things? For these things, why does he ask? Well, according to the narrative, according to the script right here, according to the Torah, Sheh Biktav, the Torah that is written, he sought Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, to create a sanctuary, a mikdash. So about the holy place, the mikdash, a set apart place, right? A mikdash for him so that he could dwell, he could shakan. It's also, we have the name of it being referred to as the holy place, a set apart place, mikdash, being referred to as a sanctuary or that dwelling place, the mishkan, so that he could, in the Hebrew, shakan. Shakanti, shakan. Here we have the mishkan, also connected with the ideas of Shekinah as we get into the studies. But here, he desired Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to create a sanctuary, a mikdash, right? A mikdash, a shakan, right? The mishkan, the mishkan, so that he could dwell, so that he could shakan in their midst. That's the key theme. Remember, see that you do all things, that we do all things according to the pattern in the midst. Question five, what special requirement was Moshe given regarding constructing the tabernacle? What special requirement? The special requirement was that he would make it exactly according to the tabnit, ha-tabnit, to the tabnit, right, to the abnet, the pattern that Yahweh Eloheinu, that Elohim revealed to him on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Question six right here. What was the first item that was to be made? What was the first? The first item was Ha-Aron. What's Ha-Aron? It's the ark, also referred to Ethiopically as the Tabot. But here in the Hebrew, Ha-Aron, the ark. That was to be made of acacia wood. Scripts call it the Shittim wood. That's the acacia wood overlaid with pure gold, measuring 2.5 cubits by 1.5 cubits wide. The measurements, bringing out the measurements, doing the math here, 2.5 cubits by 1.5 cubits wide, approximately. It was surrounded by a crown, right? A zer, or the nezer in the fuller sense, or the zer, a crown, a nezer, the zer, a crown, or a border. So we say there's a crown, right, on the Torah. There's a crown on Ha-Aron, on the ark, right? It had four loops made of gold for carrying by means of poles. That means like bearing, where the the Levites, right, and the Kohathites had to bear. They had to carry. So these are the rods, the poles, four loops made of gold for carrying by means of poles. Right here, here, here. Chabarim, Chabarim. Question 7. So the first item for question 6, the first item is Ha'aron. Question 7. What was to be put inside the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Brit, the Ark of the Covenant? What was to be put inside? The two tablets, right? The stone tablets, the two tables, the tablets with the Esaret HaDibarim, with the 10 words that's called the 10 Commandments, with the 10 words written, remember, by the finger of Ha'elohim, Yahweh Elohim, written on them. Later on, the manna, the manahu, the angel's bread, manna, and Aharon, right, Aaron's, right, Aharon's rod, right, the rod that budded, were added later on. Question 8. What was the second item, right? The second item to be made according to the Torah Sheh Biktav, the Torah that is in writing, the written Torah. The second item to be made was the kaporet. What's the kaporet? The kaporet is the covering, kapar, right? The kaporet is the mercy seat. A cover of pure gold upon that were to be fashioned two kirubim, two kepraim, two cherubim, two kirubim, that some say were angel-like figures, right? Some say with the faces of children. We dispute that say, coming out of Mitzrayim, we make the kepraim connection right there. But the kaporet, right, was the mercy seat, a cover of pure gold. Upon that were fashioned two kepraim, the two cherubim, right, kerubim, right, that would face one another with their wings spread on high. The eyes, it said, of the kerubim would look toward the cover, right, suggesting, here from 1 Peter, we have 1 Peter Petro, 1 Peter Kephas book, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, and this is what the Kiprai, the Kirubim, suggests. They suggest the things, right? They're looking with their faces downward toward the cover, right? Towards the cover, suggesting the things that the angels, right? That the angels, right, the Melakim, the angels desire, the things that the angels desire, right, the angels desire, Melakim desire to look into. Because you have noticed the ark cover is where the blood on the Yom HaKippurim was applied. And it said that when he looks down and sees this covenant he made, he sees his agreement with the two tablets, the 10 words, right? And so when he looks down, he doesn't see the commandment or the 10 words without seeing that offering of blood by having mercy on the innocent animal for whatever violations to that. So here we have the kirubim, right, as kind of angel or messenger-like creatures that are looking down to that place where that blood is applied once, according to the Torah Sheh Biktav, once a year. So this here suggests the things that the angels desire to look into, to inquire into. How is this that he forgives them by means of this and that? It's like a lot of the questions people ask. Oh, why sacrifice? And it was an innocent animal and this and that. Well, these are the things that even the angels, right, desire to inquire into. But next question here. That was the second item. The cover of the Aron HaBrit, right, was the second item. The kaporet was the second item to be made. Question 9 here. Let's give two reasons why HaKaporet, the mercy seat, was so special and was regarded as so special. Well, first of all,
We touched on it briefly in the previous question, but more here. Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, would manifest his presence, or Hebraically, his face, his interface, his perception, right, would manifest his presence above it. From between the two kirubim, and he would speak to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael. He would speak to the people of Yisrael. It was also the place, right, say the makom, so to speak, the place where the sacrificial blood was to be offered during the Day of the Atonements, the Yom HaKippurim, pseudonymously called Yom Kippur. But we have to get to the Torah Sheh Biktav, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonements. It's not in the Torah as Yom Kippur, the Day of A Atonement, the Day of the Coverings, for called Yisrael. Note that the word used in the Greek Septuagint, the LXX, to translate the Hebrew word kaporet, cover, is hilasterios, the Greek word hilasterios, and this is used to describe this terminology among Christendom that they use propitiation, right? Given, right, in Jesus Christ, or given through Robenu Yeshua, according to Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 3, verse 25. Here, question 10. What were the names of the two chambers, of the Ohel, of the tent? The Ohel Me'od, tent of meeting, the tent of the tabernacle, the two names. One, the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKodashim, Kodesh HaKodashim, Holy of Holies, Kodesh HaKodashim, and the holy place, the Kodesh. So we have the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then we have the holy place, the Kodesh. So we have a holy place, Kodesh, and then we have the Kodesh HaKodashi, the holy place of the holies. And even Kodashim brings out the Hebrew Trinity, HaShlush HaKadosh, the holy place, right, the place of the holies, right, the Ab, the Bain, Ruach HaKadosh. So here. Question 11. What three items were placed in the holy place in the Kodesh? What three items? The table of showbread, known as the Shulchan, the table of showbread. HaMenorah, the menorah, the lampstand, not candlesticks, but the lamp. They're powered by shemen, by oil, not by wax. The menorah and the altar of incense, the altar of Aishans, the Mizbeach HaKetoret, the altar of Aishans. So what three items were placed in the Kodesh, in the holy place, the Shulchan, the table, HaMenorah, the lamp stand, and the Mizbeach HaKetoret, the altar of Aishans. Here. Question 12. What was placed on the table in the holy place in the Kodesh? 12 loaves of bread stacked upon separate plates. This is called the bread of the faces in the Hebrew. Lechem panim, the bread of the faces, the bread of the presences, the bread of the divine interface of HaShalush HaKadosh. Here. Question 13, Chavarim. How many lamps were on HaMenorah? Key question. Not how many candles, no candles, right? But how many lamps? Not saying that today ones may use a candle. We're just looking at it in this context according to the Tavnit, according to the pattern? How many lamps were on Ha Menorah? Answer, seven. Seven. Shiva. Shiva. Right? Seven. The lamps were all, were to all face. Here's where we look at the pattern, like the Hebrew snowflake, a.k.a. the Magen David, Magen David, was called the Star of David. When looked at, you know, from above, we have the pattern, right, of Ha Menorah. So even this connection of the so-called six-pointed star, the Hebrew snowflake, and the seven. This six-point star has the 7 points, and then it has its center point. So the lamps were to all face the central lamp. And that central lamp in the center, Hebraically, we refer to as the Shamesh, HaShamesh, as the sun, the center, the sun, like the solar sun, the Shemesh, the light, the center lamp. So here we look at the pattern from above, right, of what's known as the six-pointed star, the Merkabah star, you know, the Magen David, and we see the 6 points, and then we have the center. Thus, how many lamps were on Ha Menorah? There were 7, right? So the lamps, and especially the branches, right, the 6 branches with those lamps were all to face the central lamp, the central light, Ha Shamesh. Question 14, Chabarim. There were to be 3 cups on each branch in the shape of what kind of blossom? Now, here's a point we didn't bring out in one of our Aliyah readings. So in the Aliyah where the description of Ha Menorah is given, we're looking at the King James Version, and the King James Version, it says such things like his, right? It says such things like his. Here it says, and thou shalt make. Here we're in Exodus chapter 25, verse 31, at the third Aliyah. It says, and thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. We read this as, shall make a lampstand, because candlestick implies candles, and candles imply wax, but the menorah is powered by shemen, powered by oil. Take heed to the pattern. So thou shalt make a lampstand or menorah of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the lampstand be made. Now here in the KJV it says, his shaft, and his branches, his bowls, his knops, his flowers shall be of the same. But in the Hebrew, it actually says, right, her shaft, and her branches. Her branches, her bowls, her knops, and her flowers shall be of the same. Then we get to verse 32. Look at verse 32. It says, and 6 branches. So the 6, right, as in the 6-point star, when looked at from above, facing the center, the shamash, the center shaft. So here, here, here. Exodus chapter 25, verse 31, this verse more better according to the Hebrew should be read as, and thou shalt make a menorah, a lampstand of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the lampstand be made, her shaft, and her branches, her bowls, her knops, and her flowers shall be of the same, Chabarim. So here we have question 14. There were to be 3 cups on each branch in the shape of what kind of blossom? In the shape of an almond. The branches of Ha Menorah were to resemble branches of the almond tree. So the branches of the menorah, the lampstand, Ha Menorah, falsely called here candlestick by others. The branches of HaMenorah were to resemble branches of the almond tree. Hear, hear, hear. Question 15, Chabarim. Question 15 right here, here, here. What were the curtains of the tent made of? And what was embroidered? What was embroidered on them? The curtains of the tent, fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet yarn, fine twined, right? Quality here, fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet yarn, the kirubim were embroidered, the kepraim were embroidered, right, on the curtains, right? So the kirubim, the cherubim, right? And note that doesn't give a description of the kirubim, right, or what they sort of look like, right? But it's obvious that everyone, Moshe and everyone else, understood what these kirubim Hebraically are. We make a connection and a reasonment elsewhere of the kepraim, kirubim, chaberim. Question 16 right here, here, here. What was the outer part of the tent covered with? What was the outer part of the tent covered with? Badger skins, and then ram skins. And these, the ram skins, these were covered, right? These covered the inner curtains of goat's hair and fine twine linen, right? So like a kind of an insulation. We had badger skins and then the ram skins, you know, dyed red. These covered the inner curtains of goat's hair and fine twined linen right here, here, here. Chaberim. Take a Selah. Pause.
Seraphim, cherubim, kirubim. Nine orders of angels. Here, 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 Sister Desiree with angels right here.
Thank you.
LOJ, the Line of Jewish Society. Check us out, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. You know, some of the live streaming there. Also, our main hub on the web, link and contact at LOJS.org. That is LOJS.org. Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Yeshua Shalom. Yeshua Shalom. Yeshua Shalom. Yeshua Shalom. Yeshua Shalom. Yeshua Shalom.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Hey, 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 hey. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong, good strong, good strong, good strong, good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks.
So here, let's touch on question 17 to 25 right here. Some basic questions for this Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath gifts, contributions, offering.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Here for this 19th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Teruma. Shabbat Teruma. This corresponds here in the King of Kings Bible, the Royal Amharic here. For Senbet Sitota, Sitota and Meba, speaking of offering, contribution, and a heave offering. So here, picking up with the basic question, we left off with the 16th question concerning what was the outer part of the tent covered with. So here, picking up the 17th question, there's a few basic questions here for this 19th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Teruma, Shabbat offering, Shabbat up offering, getting to the etymology of Teruma. But here first, we have the 17th question here. Where did the wood for the frames, for the Ohel, the tent, that is known as the Mishkan, the sanctuary, and the Mikdash, the holy place. Where did the wood for the frames come from? Question 17. Now, according to a Midrash, a study right here, Jacob was said to have planted trees when he first arrived in the Tawi, when he first arrived in Mitzrayim, the Tawi, the two lands. More proper reference to so-called ancient, quote, Egypt, end quote. So the Tawi, when Yaakov Beher, when Jacob first arrived in Mitzrayim, he planted trees, and the Bnei Yisrael and the sons of Israel cut them down before leaving. Question 18 right here. Where did the other materials come from? Well, from the Mitzrayim, right? From the Mitzrayim, from the Tawi. And from despoiling the Mitzrayim, the Egyptian army, the Tzeba, spoiling the Mitzrayim, the Tawi army, at the Yam Suf, the Yam, the Sea Suf of Reeds, the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. Question 19, how would Elohim speak to Moshe in the tabernacle, in the Ohel Moed, in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash? How would Elohim speak to Moshe in the tabernacle? According to the scripts, the context is that he would stand by the paroket, by the veil of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Kodesh HaKadashim, by the Holy of Holies, the veil of the Holy of Holies, and HaElohim, HaElohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Holy One, blessed be He, would speak from between the Kirubim, the Kepraim, the Kirubim that were on the Kaporot, the Kaporet, right? You have the Kaporet is the ark cover, also known as the mercy seat, the Kaporet. So to the 19th question right here for Shabbat Terumah, how would HaElohim speak to Moshe in the tabernacle? Well, he would stand by the veil, by the paroket of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and HaElohim would speak from between the Kirubim, the Kepraim, on the Kaporet, on the mercy seat. So here, question 20th question here for Shabbat Terumah. How was the menorah to be made? Now, the menorah is very interesting. I have to go into some details here. As we mentioned in one of our Aliyot readings, we read from like the Hebrew, some of the Hebrew highlight verses. And then we also like maybe zoom in on a particular verse where we notice some either diversion or fuller clarity in the Hebrew that's not brought out in the so-called traditional King James Version. When we came to menorah, it spoke of like his branch, his knobs, his. But in the Hebrew, that spoke of her, that is she. So the divine double helix, the male and the female aspects is very, very important and need to be duly noted. But here for question 20, how was HaMenorah, just to emphasize the menorah is referred to in the feminine sense, how was the lampstand, HaMenorah, to be made? According to the scripts, from one piece of Zahab, gold, from one piece of gold. According to the Midrash, Moses did not know how to make it. And it says that, so HaElohim threw some gold into the Aish, to the fire. And it was said that it was immediately formed. Now, this is a Midrash, just like a reasonment right here. But the scripts point out the details, right, of HaMenorah. So question 21, this brings us to question 21. How were the wicks, right, with the light, the wicks of HaMenorah, of the lampstand? Oh, another point is that in the King James Version, often referred to as the candlesticks. We strike that there because the details point out oil, and we know that the oil does not function with the candlesticks. So right there, that is like a fault, one of the faults within the translation, although we can understand some of the possible reasons. But here, come. Question 21. How were the wicks of Ha Menorah to be placed? According to Shemot, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, all the wicks were to face the middle branch. And here we put forward the Hebrew snowflake, so to speak, or the what's called the Magen David, the Star of David. And when viewed, right, we have the 6 points, right, or the six. Well, here there's the 6 branches. And in the center, right, looking at the pattern of the Magen David, or the Hebrew snowflake, the so-called star, it was called the Star of David, the Magen David. We see the 6 corresponding to the 6 points and the 6 branches. And then we have the center, which in the Hebrew is known as the Shamash. And Shamash is like the sun or the center branch. So to this question 21, how were the wicks of Ha Menorah to be placed? We have the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, that brings out all the wicks, right, were to face the middle branch. So the 6, right, the 6 branches, the 3 on this side and the 3 on that side, were to face Ha Shamesh, were to face the center, or were to face the middle branch of Ha Menorah. That brings us right here to question 22. What was the parochet? What was the parochet, or the veil of the tent used for? Question 22, what was the parochet, or the veil, parochet, the Hebrew for the veil of the ohel, of the tent used for? Answer, to separate the Kodesh HaKadashim, Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, of the Holies, from the Kodesh, from the holy place. So the parochet, the veil of the ohel, of the tent, was used to separate the Kodesh HaKodeshim from HaKodesh, the Holy of the Holies, Kodesh HaKodeshim, from HaKodesh, from the holy place. Question 23. Describe the altar of burnt offering in the outer court. Describe, according to the scripts, let's describe the altar of burnt offering in the outer court. Well, we have a square wood frame covered with bronze, right? Or some translations bring out the sense of brass, with horns on its 4 corners. It included a grating of bronze, or as this mentions, a nechoshet, a grating of brass. It was portable, mobile, and included rings and poles for carrying, or in the old King James Version, to carry it. It had a ramp leading up to it. Note that the word Mizbeach, the Hebrew is the Mizbeach. Some might say the Mizbeach, but actually the Hebrew more Mizbeach, from Zabach, right, the sacrifice, but Mizbeach, altar. The altar, the Hebrew word Mizbeach, is said to be an acronym, a Hebrew acronym, for Mechila, which is forgiveness, for zechut, merit, for bracha or braka, blessing, and chayim, life. Again, the Hebrew word Mizbeach, Mizbeach, that stands for the altar or altar, is said to be a Hebrew acronym, for four Hebrew words. First is forgiveness, mechila, mechila. Second is merit, merit, zechut, zechut. The third is bracha, 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 blessing or blessedness. And the fourth is chayim. So mizbeach, Hebrew acronym for mechila, zechut, bracha, and chayim. Now, according to a midrash, the fire would not be extinguished if it rained, and the smoke would ascend in a vertical column, from Mizbeach, from the altar. Regardless, it said, regardless of the wind. So according to one ancient study here, the Midrash, it says the fire would not be extinguished if it rained, and the smoke would ascend in a vertical column from HaMizbeach, regardless of the wind. The, what we call in Hebrew, more the modern Hebrew pointing, the Lava, Lavat Eish, Lava Eish, Lavat Eish. What's Lavat Eish or Lava Eish? It's the flames of fire, the lava. The Lavat Eish, the flames of fire, were also said to resemble an Aryeh, a lion or an Anbesa. So the Lavat Eish, Lava Eish, flame of fire, Lavat Eish, flames of fire, were said to resemble a lion, said to resemble in Hebrew the Aryeh, in the Royal Amharic from the Ge'ez, the Anbesa. Question 24. One more question after this, Chabarim. Question 24. What does the word Mishkan, what does the word Mishkan mean, Chabarim? Mishkan means dwelling place, and it's from the Hebrew root shakan, which means to dwell, So Mishkan, which is often brought out as, in some translations, as the sanctuary, make them make me a sanctuary, a Mishkan, that I may shakan, and that Mishkan will be known as the Mikdash, the holy place. And in the actuality, it is the ohel, it is the tent, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. But here, the Hebrew word Mishkan, dwelling place, comes from the Hebrew root word shakan, meaning to dwell. Now, the word Hebraically and in Yehudi theological circles, Shekhinah means to dwell, and it comes from this verb, shakan, to dwell. Last question right here for the basic questions for this 19th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Teruma. Now here, we refer to this as a bonus question here, question 25. How many times did Moses ascend Har Sinai? How many times did Moses ascend Mount Sinai? How many times did Moshe ascend Har Sinai? According to the scripts, we have eight. Eight times did Moshe, right, did Moses ascend Mount Sinai, Har Sinai. Eight times. Let's count them. First time, before the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, before the Exodus, the coming out from the Tawi, the two lands, the coming out from Mitzrayim. First time before the Exodus, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Second of the eight times. After the B'nai Yisrael, after the sons of Israel arrived at Sinai, after the Israelites arrived at Sinai, and here we have the scene that's known as the Brit offer or the covenant offer in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 19, verse 2. That's the second of the eight times. The third of the eight times is when Moshe was named, right, was named, or we could say appointed and named, right, the mediator of the B'nai Yisrael and of the Hebrews, when he was named the mediator of Yisrael, of Israel. According to Exodus chapter 19, verses 7 to 12, the fourth of the eight times that Moshe aliyed, Allah, Aliyah, ascended, went up. The fourth time was just before the Esaret HaDibarim, the ten words known as the Ten Commandments, were uttered. And here we have this in Shemot, Sefer Shemot, in Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 to 25. This is the fourth of the eight times just before the Esaret HaDibarim, the ten words known as the commandment, or referred more popularly as the Ten Commandments, but more correctly, more right and accurate, the ten words, Esaret HaDibarim, were uttered in Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 to 25. Here, the fifth of the eight times, what was the fifth of the eight times? When Moshe received the Sefer HaBerit, when he received the book of the covenant, the book. So the first books we have here is the Sefer in the book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot. We have the Sefer, or the Sefer HaBerit. What's the Sefer HaBerit? It's the book, the Sefer of HaBerit. And this was in Exodus chapter 20, verses 21 to Exodus chapter 23, verse 33. So when he went up to receive the book of the covenant, the Sefer HaBerit, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 21 to chapter 23, verse 33, when he went up to receive HaTorah, what's referred to as the Torah, or also referred to as the Torah, Moses' law, the Torah of Moses, of the time of Moshe. The sixth of the eight times that Moshe aliyed up, Allah ascended Har Sinai, the sixth time is when Moshe ate what's known as the ratification meal, right? The confirmation meal, the ratification meal with the Ziknei Yisrael, with the elders of Israel. In Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 to 11. Exodus chapter 24, verse 9 to 11. The seventh of the eight times that Moshe ascended Mount Sinai was the 40 days and nights to receive the first set of tablets. Now, the 40 days and 40 nights in the season, theologically speaking, even in the Orthodox, we could say circles, even of the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church and other Orthodox churches, we have the time of Hudaday, you know, of the Abi Tsom, the great fast, or the great Lent, also Lent, which also we have in the new, the Brit Chadasha, Yeshua, within the wilderness, the 40 days and 40 nights. It corresponds roughly to the season, right, of the reading of the Shabbat Teruma Torah portion, the manna, here in the season. So the seventh time that Moshe ascended was for the 40 days and nights to receive first set of tablets. In Shemot in Exodus, Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 to 18. Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 to 18. And the eighth of the eight times here in this bonus basic question, how many times did Moshe ascend, Aliyah, go up, right? Aliyah, Allah, ascended Har Sinai. Here the eighth time. The eighth time was 40 days and nights, an additional 40 days, 40 days and nights to receive, to Kabbalah, to Kabbalah, to Kabbal, to receive the second set of the tablets. And here we have this almost 10 chapters later in the Sefer Shemot, in the cipher, the book of the names known as Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 38. Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 38. So the last two of the eight times that Moshe ascended Har Sinai were 40 day and night periods, 40 day and 40 night periods. So once again, here in this 25th question here, the bonus question here for Shabbat Teruma, for Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution, Sabbath, one can call it the free will, right? Free will offerings. How many times did Moshe ascend Har Sinai? Eight times. First, just before Exodus, the coming out, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, the second time after the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites arrived at Sinai. This is a covenant offer. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 2, the third time when Moshe was named mediator of Yisrael, of Yasharala, of Israel, in Exodus chapter 19, verses 7 to 12. The fourth time is just before the Esaret HaDebarim, the ten words known as the Ten Commandments were uttered in Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 to 25. The fifth time is when Moshe, when he received the Book of the Covenant, what we refer to generally as the Book of the Covenant. We have the book, actually the Sefer HaBrit, and now we have the fuller Torah, or the Torah of Moshe. This was in Exodus chapter 20, verses 21 to chapter 23, verse 33. The sixth of the eight times is when Moshe ate the ratification meal, or that covenant confirmation meal, with the Ziknei Yisrael, with the elders of Israel, in Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 to 11. The seventh of the eight times of the first 40 day and night period to receive, to Kabbal, the first set of tablets in Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 to 18, and the eighth of the eight times was an additional 40 days and nights to Kabbal, to receive, to Kabel, to receive the second set of tablets 10 chapters later after the first, 40 days and nights. Here, the second 40 days and nights, and thus the eighth of the eight times in Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to verse 38. Chaverim, chaverim, shalom, chaverim, shalom, Shabbat, teruma, shalom, chaverim, 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 chaverim.
Oh yeah. There will be weeping and wailing.
Yes, yes, here, here, Sabbath Seal, Psalm 144. Don't have the time to get into Psalm 54. Today's daily psalm here for the February 18th, according to the royal order, Psalm 54, the daily psalm. But here, the Sabbath Seal Psalm. When you seal the Sabbath, Psalm 144, Shema'a Yisrael.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Thank you.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. My gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God, O God.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Now, Yeshua Shalom, brothers and sisters. Have a good strong Bashem Yeshua. Love one another. Do Yah will walk his way, truth and life. Have a good, strong, prosper, guidance, and protection. Bashem Yeshua. Kedema Hadaslasi Meskin.
Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shavua Tov, Shavua. Malcolm Samint, yes, right here, Psalm 67, usually when we let out tradition, and this is a good chant right here, and moving forward in a new Shavua, as Psalm 67 contains an adaptation of the priestly blessing. Listen, Shema, yes, I be blessed and highly I favored. Rastafari by Shem Yeshua. Love you.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Amen. Well, amen. Be well. Hashem Yeshua.